In case you were wondering what Ethiopian pop music of the 60s and 70s would sound like blended with jazz and funk, wonder no more. WPSU's Christine Allen says the answer can be found when Debo Band plays a concert in the Juniata Presents series at Juniata College in Huntingdon.
NPR ranked Debo Band's debut album as one of their 50 favorite albums of 2012. The band has been touring the country over the last few years and getting rave reviews for what the blog Lucid Culture calls one irresistible groove after another.
We have been influenced largely by Ethiopian popular music from the 1970s. And then our version of Ethiopian pop is just infused with a kind of American rock aesthetic.
Sax player Danny McConan is the founder of Debo Band, which is based in Boston. He grew up in Texas, but both of his parents emigrated from Ethiopia with a suitcase full of cassette tapes filled with the music they loved.
This was, in essence, you know, the soundtrack of my youth. Growing up, I was always hearing Ethiopian pop music around the house.
Debo Band plays a lot of these old Ethiopian pop songs, but that's just where their music begins.
Primarily, I think we were interested in taking that music from the 70s as a launching point, and then from there, adding our own elements. There are jazz elements, and lately, a lot more kind of rock elements. We're going for a more raw sound.
For those not familiar with Ethiopian pop songs of the 70s, McConan gives a primer.
Kind of the basis of the music is Ethiopian folk music, the traditional instruments such as the masenko, which is a single string fiddle. That some of those melodies were transferred over to Western instruments, such as the accordion and the saxophone, for example. And then also there's an Ethiopian style of singing, which is very melismatic, so lots of virtuosic runs on single syllables.
McConan says in the 60s and 70s, a lot of American music found its way to Ethiopia.
Everyone from Pat Boone to Elvis Presley to James Brown. It's a mix of traditional folk sounds from Ethiopia and modern sounds from America, including jazz and funk.
McConan's musical training is in jazz. It began when he started playing the saxophone in Texas public schools.
And my band directors introduced me to the likes of Sonny Rollins and John Coltrane and Miles Davis. Those were my earliest musical heroes. And when I started dialing into the sound of jazz, it actually reminded me of my parents' music.
So the jazz-trained sax player took up playing Ethiopian music and studied ethnomusicology at Harvard. And it was there in Boston that he started Debo Band. He says he got to know some musicians in the Jamaica Plain neighborhood of Boston who were in a band that played Eastern European music.
And they were sort of a circus, klezmer, post-punk band.
He says their music is pretty close in some ways to certain aspects of Ethiopian music.
I mean, there are some similarities in the scales that are found in klezmer music to the pentatonic or the five-note scales that are found in Ethiopian music. But I think more than anything, it was this kind of raw, unpolished way of playing. And I think aesthetically, it also connected to my interests in jazz, which were, you know, free jazz, avant-garde jazz.
One of the striking things about Debo Band when you see them in concert is the group's size. It's basically a small orchestra.
The band ranges from 10 to 12 members, three or four horns, trombone, saxophone, trumpet, actually two saxophones, and then one or two violins, an accordion, and then essentially a rock rhythm section of guitar, bass, and drums, with the addition of the sousaphone, which is a marching band tuba, which kind of gives the low end some extra oomph. And then taking center stage is our vocalist, Brooke Tesfaye, who's a founding member of the band.
Tesfaye sings in Amharic, an official language of Ethiopia.
It's primarily Amharic, and there is a little bit of English thrown in.
So how do all these diverse languages, band members, and instruments come together in an arrangement? Makonnen says it happens organically over the course of rehearsals.
It's a give and take. You know, it's like a family or a marriage. No one person gets their way every time. So it's really just about trusting, I think, trusting the other musicians in the band.
Debo is an archaic word in the Amharic language that means collective effort. You can hear the collective effort of Debo Band when they give a concert tomorrow night at Juniata College in Huntingdon. I'm Christine Allen, WPSU.